everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Season 7 premiere or preview cast for The Walking Dead.
Any, Mini, Miney, Mo.
Yes. We just watched all the trailers that you could possibly watch.
Yeah.
And we are pretty excited for Season 7. It starts in a few days.
We are.
What do you think, Gary? In the trailers, we saw a lot of new characters, of course, because they can't show us anybody that was there during, you know, doing
prior
the,
to.
Yeah. Not necessarily prior to.
They showed us Rick.
They showed us Rick? No, yeah. I think that was like flashbacks.
No. When Negan took Rick inside the trailer.
Oh, yes. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I forgot about that part.
So we know Rick is not the one.
Well, we kind of already knew Rick was not the one, and Carl, because remember last year he said, if anyone moves, take the other little boy's eye out and feed it to his father. So we kind of knew Rick and Carl were safe.
Yeah, the future serial killer.
The future serial killer, right. So I want to real quickly, I know we're going to be all over the place because we just watched it and everything, but Ezekiel, I know he's from the comics.
Yes.
But I think that's who I'm looking most forward to meeting and getting to know.
I am too.
Like, he has a tiger.
I just want to meet his tiger.
Yeah.
I wonder, is he the only one who could pet his tiger?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe was he a tiger? Like, was he a trainer before and he ran off with his tiger?
Like the circus?
Yeah, or like something. Maybe he was like a zoo. Like, how do you come upon a tiger and you're able to actually tame them enough to keep them there and not kill you? And
I mean, he's the man. What do you mean?
He's King Ezekiel. That's okay. Who I'm looking forward to seeing, though. Who are you looking forward to seeing after seeing all the trailers?
I think he's at the top of my list. Second, I will see Carl.
Oh, little Carl. He's probably going to look so much older now.
Probably.
Because, you know, he's still growing. He's like 17, probably.
Going through puberty.
Yeah.
He's going to look like Rick now.
I do wonder if the little baby's going to look older. Well, I guess they can't make the baby look that much older. Little Judith, because it's supposed to be right after. Unless this first episode's going to be right after, because they got to show us who died. And then after that, they're going to skip. You know, they're going to go, okay, 3 months later, this is what it's at. Or 6 months later, we're still under Negan's, you know, reign.
Right. So I wonder if this season is going to be more of storytelling, or whether we're going to actually see their day-to-day. We're going to actually see them get from under Negan. Because we've seen some trailers where it seemed like it's just more storytelling. They tell what happened afterwards, what's going to happen. These many days down the road, we did this. So I wonder, is that the direction they're going for in the season?
I think it's going to be split up so much because they're bringing so many different new characters. They're bringing our superheroes. They're going to bring in Ezekiel, unless they're all part of... I doubt the superheroes that saved Morgan and Carol are a part of Ezekiel's group.
I think they are.
You think so? Because Ezekiel seems more closer to Negan-ish than he is superheroes.
I think the superheroes took Morgan back there.
So that's part of Ezekiel, you think?
Right.
Okay. I mean, Ezekiel, he didn't seem evil in the trailer, but like you're sitting there and you're calling yourself a king and you have a tiger.
Maybe that's his name.
You know, King, like, Ezekiel?
Like Prince.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure his name is Ezekiel, but I'm also sure that he added that king in front of it.
Yeah, maybe.
But that looks like a nice little setup they got there. Like, they might as well just leave Alexander and get in groups. I mean, instead of having their own little, you know, like the hilltop and
colonies.
Yeah, they need to just kind of all get together because they're going to have to get together in order to fight off Negan.
Well, you know, everyone wants to be the king. You have a hilltop people, you know, he wants to be the president. You know, everybody wants their own. So I can't see them getting together. Everybody want to be a leader.
Yeah.
And including our group.
Yeah, we had Rick and Abraham. Yeah. Remember, it was so hard for them when they first met. And then Abraham had to, like, finally, like, fine, fuck it. I'll let Rick be the leader if that's what needs to be done in order for us. When they, at the time, were trying to get to Washington.
Yeah.
Now, not seeing any of our group that's kneeling down in front of Negan right now, we did get to see a lot of other characters that we know, such as Heath.
Glad to see him.
And it's crazy how many names you forget over the months. Because I'm like, what's that lady's name again? Like, people that you know your whole life. Or not your whole life, but you know, this, that characters you know the whole time. Like, it took me a while to remember, like, Morgan's name and Carol's name. Like, seeing the trailers, I'm like, what's that person's name again? Because you just see, haven't seen him in a while. But
you know what? I know our main group's name.
Right.
Now, the people that just came along, it's kind of hard for me to remember. Like, Heath. I didn't remember Heath's name.
Well, Heath, but what's the girl who's with him? Remember Denise's girlfriend? Like, her name is not ringing a bell right now.
Her name was like, wow.
Yeah, see? Like, right now, I see her face, but I just can't.
Well, you have a computer in front of you. Look it up.
All right.
See, this is where you have old people doing podcasts.
Shut up.
You're so out of touch with technology.
Well, I'm not thinking about Rosita, but also she's another one when we were watching the trailer.
Oh, yeah. We've seen Rosita.
I was like, what's her name again?
But Rosita was the one taking the knee. She was also kneeling.
Oh, did we see her in that trailer? Because we watched so many. We watched also some fan-made trailers, so that might have not been.
Nah, you know what? I don't think we've seen Rosita.
That's. I think you're thinking of one of the man-made trailers.
All right, it's Tara.
Oh, yeah, that's her name. I was still looking for it on this list. Yeah, Terror. See? Yeah.
All you got to do is go to Walking Dead cast.
That's what I was such a big cast, though. But yeah, see, let's keep this cast list up because I forgot a lot of people's names. Father Gabriel, did we see him in the trailer? Because he's not there Rick. We didn't see him at all? But he's not with Rick, right?
No, he stayed behind.
Okay, yeah, because he's guarding baby Judith. Aaron, I believe we saw Aaron in the trailers, even though he was there. But one scene in the trailer showed him from, like, the side view. And although they weren't showing his face directly, I could tell that it was Aaron.
Yeah.
So Aaron survived.
Well, let's get into the juice. Last podcast, me and Nicole, we predicted, the end of the season. Last season, we predicted who we thought would die.
Right. So listen real quickly. This is a clip from our season finale of season 6 on who we thought would die. All right. Most likely to die. Or most likely, let's say most likely who died this episode.
Or who took the whooping from the bat.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you who I would have hit with the bat if I was Negan.
Okay.
I would have took out Abraham because Abraham, like, he's going to be a problem.
Right. That's what he looked at him. He's like, damn.
Yeah. But who I think I'm going to go ahead and say that I think it was Michonne.
You really think he would have did that to Michonne?
I think he did.
What makes you think that? Like, why?
For the same reason you think it was a guy, I just think it was a girl. And for his choice of words, you're taking it like a champ.
Damn. That makes me sick to my stomach. That really does. Like, I don't know why, but when you said that, that makes me sick to my stomach if it was Michonne. I mean, it's sick to my stomach regardless. Like, how could you do? I'm sorry. I would have rather gotten shot. I would have got up and ran and just got shot. Like, kill me now. I can't take it. Like, that's probably what I would have did.
I thought about that. I'm like, man, they all made it far enough. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go out swinging?
Go out swinging. That's what I think. But, all right, with you, I'm going to do two like you kind of did. Like, I think if I was him, I would have took out Abraham as well. Or maybe take out Rick. I don't know. Take out Abraham or Rick. Probably Abraham because I think on like kind of the Hunger Games when they were going to kill all the people and they were like, that lets them know even their strongest can't survive. And if you take out Abraham, who's so big and so tough, that'll just make them feel even more weaker. It's like, imagine if you see someone beating up the Rock. You see the Rock get his ass whipped, you know. You're like, okay, I'm not saying anything. Like, you know that person's tough. So I think that's who he should have did. But who I think he did, I think he did Daryl. Daryl was already shot for whatever weird reason Dwight did that to him. I don't know. Might as well kill him because he wants people to work for him. And how is Daryl going to be able to work for him if he's hurt? You know, he has he's shot on his arm. He's not going to be able to lift stuff and carry stuff for him. So I think he killed Daryl. I don't want any of them to die. But I think that's who he did. All right. Now that we just listened to it, Gary, what do you think? Are you still sticking with that Michonne is the one that got it?
Yes.
Can I go a step further? Because when we talked about it in the season finale, you're like, you were kind of thinking maybe the person didn't die. They just kind of got like a really bad beating. But at this point, would you now say that, yes, the person is dead?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Because it was nothing but bloody guts there, like in the trailer, the small clip that we saw. It was nothing but guts.
Well, I said, if I was Negan, the person I would take out is Abraham, which he may have if he was smart. But I think it's Michonne. But like I said, he said, "You took look at you taking it like a champ." And then in our next preview, the one we see in the day, we see him telling Rick, "Oh, was that your right-hand man?"
Yeah.
Which it could have been a man, but then again, it could have been Michonne.
It could have been Michonne, right. Which, okay, so I said I would have, if I was Negan, I would have took out Abraham as well. But I said I believe he took out Daryl.
Right.
And once again, Daryl is kind of, you know, they call him, Rick and him call each other brothers. So if anything, Daryl's kind of Rick's right-hand man. It's a possibility that it was Daryl. Not only that, I saw a lot of people online saying that, you know, when it showed that little clip that we saw afterwards and there was like a blanket or something on the ground, people were like, that's Daryl's blanket. Like, I don't know if that's going too far. I don't know if his blanket or whatever.
I didn't know Daryl had a blanket.
I didn't know he had a blanket either, but I'm thinking maybe when he got shot, they like covered him up because he was cold. From
who is Daryl? The guy from Charlie Brown? Walk around with a blanket?
Yeah, yeah. So
I haven't seen it before.
I'm going to stick with maybe it was Daryl at this point.
We also seen in the scene before Negan grabbed Rick, he said, oh, he said, was that a crude joke? It wasn't funny. So maybe Negan didn't kill one of our people. Maybe he killed a dog or something. Or killed a walker behind him that came up behind him.
Yeah.
Why would he say,
is that you guys, oh, the joke wasn't funny.
The joke wasn't funny. Right.
Unless right before that he told a joke and they're just showing us that scene. They had to start with that scene, that part of the scene.
Well, I'm going to pray that he was joking. And the joke wasn't funny because maybe he killed a walker, maybe he killed one of his people. And the reason I say he killed one of his people because he had one guy in there that was messing up a lot.
So then why? I don't know. Why? So I think you mentioned that last year. Like, why would he? I think you mentioned that last year is that he might kill one of his own people.
Right. The guy who was joking the whole time. The guy who thought he was the boss man.
I think actually that would be a good twist because The Walking Dead, they have to know that everyone, podcasters, just everyday people, everyone's been guessing who they killed and having their little predictions and showing analysis of video clips and, you know, the angle of the blood that was on Rick's face. I mean, people have gotten really in depth in this, but it'd be even bigger twist if it was nobody that...
If it was a trick.
Yeah.
And they were tricking us.
However, then again, in the interviews, The Walking Dead producers and stuff said that it is a big person. Like, so they weren't going to make us wait this whole time and it be like someone like Eugene. No offense to Eugene, but Eugene's, you know, if Eugene died, no one's going to be sitting there like, oh my gosh, you know, it's
Abraham would.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it can't be like a secondary. I know Eugene is part of the group, but to me, like him, Sasha, Rosita, like, I don't know if it would be as sad if, like, those three died.
I'd be dead if Sasha died.
No, I wouldn't want Sasha. I wouldn't want Rosita to die.
I'd be sad. I would die with her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not a big deal as if, like, Rick or Daryl or Michonne, one of those three, or Carl.
Right.
Either way, I'm kind of, like, done with predicting because so many people have done it so long, these last 7 months, of who they thought got killed. We'll find out in a few days. I'm more looking forward to all the new characters and seeing if they're going to have a flash forward type of thing. Like if we're going to go further into the future.
Right.
I'm excited to see that because then maybe we'll see a new little Judith. Maybe she'll be like 5 years old or something.
Maybe.
Even though I don't know how they're going to make Carl look 5 years older because Enid looked the same in the trailer. We did see her.
Yes.
So she somehow got out of that closet that Carl locked her in. But I am very excited. I mean, I say it every year, regardless, even before we were podcasting, I get very excited when The Walking Dead is coming back on. It's just, you know, it's big.
Right, we have a couple more days.
Yeah, a couple more days, so.
Then we will see the any, many, miny, mo.
Can't wait for it.
Which one of our favorites had to go?
Shut up. All right, you guys, well, we will be recording Sunday nights. We'll do our instant cast always for The Walking Dead, unless they do some weird Morgan here is not here episode again.
I love that episode.
No, we just couldn't do an instant cast for that one. And so if you want to be a part of the podcast, though, and give your feedback or tell us what you thought or tell us that you disagreed with us, whatever the case may be, hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And, of course, you can always check out all of our other podcasts on our website, theverdictsin.com.
And just hit us up anyway. Let us know your prediction.
Definitely. All right, you guys. Until Sunday night, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.